Welcome to A Day's Journey podcast. My name is Miyoshi Walker, your host. I'm a multi-talented entrepreneur, event curator, author, and founder of A Day's Journey podcast. I have made it my mission with compassion and conviction to offer healing balm to those who have endured the weight of loss and trauma. Believing in faith, we all can have limitless lives in Jesus, that in faith we can be healed. Each week, I'll share heartfelt narratives and insights of testaments to the miraculous strength of faith and restoration of hope, inspiring countless listeners to walk the path of healing and embrace the limitless possibilities found in their faith journey. Let's get in today's episode to take a journey on the Day's Journey podcast. Hello and welcome back to another week of the podcast. Again, I'm excited about the word that will be imparted. So today is October 24th, and I just would like to wish my daughter that passed, that I speak of often, Sade Walker, happy heavenly 28th birthday. We truly miss you. Your presence is missed, and definitely your laughter. So happy heavenly 28th birthday, Sade. So welcome back again to another week. I am just excited about the topic. We're on episode 24. The topic is living a purpose-driven life, a journey of faith and fulfillment. Remember again to please be sure to download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach other people. And if you have any questions, you may send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into the episode. Again, I'm speaking on living a purpose-driven life, a journey of faith and fulfillment. And so with the intersection of faith and fulfillment, they are interconnected. Faith can be the driving force that propels us to move forward or to a life filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment. And the faith component is a source of strength. And so faith provides a source of inner strength and resilience during times of physical or emotional pain. So let's get into the life, living a purpose-driven life, a journey of faith and fulfillment. And I'm going to provide scriptures as well as we delve into this topic. So again, let's start with Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." So let's break down so we can understand the significance of Jeremiah 29:11. The first portion, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So we're going to break it down. Are you looking for a safe outlet to write your emotions and thoughts down, whether it's daily, instantly, or ongoing? If so, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is exactly what you need. I invite you to purchase this journal on Amazon with dozens of others that have found this beneficial to their healing. This journal can be a beneficial tool to assist you in your healing journey. Interested in working with Miyoshi? Send requests to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com to inquire information. So let's look at the first portion. Let's break it down. "For I know the plans I have for you." This part of the verse emphasizes that God's omniscience. It means that God has a specific and detailed plan for each of us, each individual. He knows your past, your present, and the future, but he has a purpose field for your life. He has a purpose for your life. And let's look at the next portion, declares the Lord. So this declaration comes from the authority of the Lord. It underlines that the plans that we do not have or the intentions we have are divinely ordained from him. And let's look at the next portion, the plans to prosper you and not harm you. Because God's plans are not meant to harm us, but prosper and bless us. So the word prosper signifies well-being, success, and flourishing. So this assures that God's intentions for you and I are ultimately for our good. And so the next portion plans to give you hope. Hope is a central theme in this verse. His plan is to bring hope, which is the element of faith, and then it's anticipation for a good thing to come. And so the plans is to give you hope. And then the next portion is and a future. So the future here suggests that God's plans are not just for the short term, but for the long term. It gives the idea and it conveys that enduring hope and purpose is in part of our lives. And so he's saying in a future. So overall, Jeremiah 29:11, it just offers us comfort and assurance to the believers. And it tells us that God has a specific and hopeful plan for each of us, but it emphasizes that his care, guidance, and intentions for our well-being and future. So this verse has become a source of encouragement for many, many, many people. I know that it definitely helps me and I refer back to it, but it's also a source of encouragement for those seeking direction and purpose in their lives. So remember that, let's see what Ephesians 2 and 10 says. I would like to couldn't interconnect those two. So it says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we have to know that to live a purpose-driven life, a journey of faith and fulfillment, we have to know that to live purpose-driven is living on purpose, of course. It's in the phrase, we live it on purpose and we live in this purpose-driven life. But in Jeremiah 20:11, it emphasizes how God's plans for a hopeful future for us. But do we trust that? Do we believe him? Do we have the faith to endure no matter what it look like, no matter what we may endure? Because he can help us out of anything if we ask him. It may not be the way that we perceive for it to be, but he will in his way that will be beneficial to each of us. And then, of course, with the role of discovering our purpose, this is that between having that faith and discovering our purpose. So according to Proverbs 3:5-6, which we always say, state this and cite this scripture, but it illustrates the importance of trusting in God for his guidance and not our own understanding. And so we have to know that no matter what, we have to have and live that purpose-driven life that God has already carved out for each of us. You know, we can make our own plans, but just like 29:11, it says that God has made the plans for us. So we should pray. We should seek him and ask him to lead and guide us on our journey, to allow us to see what we need to do and how we need to do it. And he will lead and guide us in the direction. And so we have to continue to have faith on our journey. We have to trust God that no matter what it looked like, that he will oversee us and he will be with us to see us through, because we always have a way out. Because if we ask God and we seek him and we are obedient and we surrender our hearts and ourselves to him, all those things can fall into place. And if we allow him to lead and guide us to live in that purpose-driven life that he have planned for us from the womb. And I can't emphasize how Jeremiah 29:11, it just declares what he had for us. It reminds us that God has a divine plan for each of us that is filled with hope in the future, with the assurance that our lives do have a purpose. And there's nothing greater than knowing that we do have assurance that God has a plan for each of us, plan for hope and a future. And so we have to take into account and then refer to God's word and apply it and apply these principles and knowing in faith that those things will take place and will happen. But we have to allow God to lead and guide us, because with that, we have to have guidance and obedience, because living purpose-driven lives, it start with seeking God's guidance and obeying his will. Because Proverbs 3 and 6, it says, in all our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our paths. We have to acknowledge him so he can direct our paths. And so we have to allow God to guide us, and we have to obey his will, even though we feel like, no, I got a better way, I have a better route. But if God has said it before us, set it before us in order to do, he have made a plan, made a way, have provided the individuals that we will need along the way on that journey to our purpose-driven lives. And then when we receive that, we can have that fulfillment by serving others, because, you know, Jesus taught that true fulfillment comes from through serving others. Jesus always served the man. And so in Matthew 20 and 28, it says, the Son of Man came not to serve, to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. That scripture resonated so much with me years ago when studying, because if the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, who am I not to have a heart of service? So by following this example, we can find fulfillment and making a positive impact on the lives of others, because we all have a purpose of serving, purpose of being that disciple, the purpose of having that positive impact on the lives of others, because we are, you know, the church. When we're out and about, you know, you never know who is paying attention and can see you as that vessel of, you know, intrigued by, you know, I want to live, or I want to experience the things that I see this individual experience. That don't mean that we're not flawed, or that we don't make mistakes, or that we don't sin, but you never know who influence, or that you might intrigue to want to know Jesus by how you are displaying yourself, by things that you're doing, by the way you do it, by how you serve others. And so we have to trust in God's timing, because in Jeremiah, that 29 and 11 verse, it assures us of God's plans, but it doesn't promise an immediate understanding of those plans. And so we have to trust God's plan no matter what it looks like, because it's not going to be immediate all the time. We have to go through things and endure things, because God know what the processes it take. He know what it takes to purge things from us, to mature us in areas, to allow us to grow in him, allow that faith to have that solid foundation, because we have to know that we standing on the solid foundation of him and knowing that we trust him in all things. Because in Ecclesiastes 3 and 11, it reminds us that God makes everything beautiful in its time, but it emphasized the importance of patience and trust. So read Ecclesiastes 3 and 11. And so we have to seek God in all that we do. To live those purpose-driven lives, we must seek God's presence in every aspect of our journey, because if we don't, that's how we continue to make mistakes. It seems like it's taking us longer. It seems like things are not falling into place. We get frustrated. But when we seek God in all that we do and seek his presence in every aspect of our journey, you'll start seeing things unfolding, things happen. Will things come up that will, you know, try to attempt to get us off course or to discourage us? Yes, that's supposed to happen. That's the enemy's job. But however, when your faith is exponentially past of the tricks and the wiles of the devil, you'll see right past that. And so when we continue to seek God in all that we do, Proverbs 16 and 3, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. My God. So commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed, because God placed those plans within our heart. He gave us the desires that's within our heart. And so when we commit to him and whatever we do, our plans will succeed. And so to know that no matter those things that try to hinder us or stop us, we have to see God in all that we do. And so with the takeaways that I want to leave with this topic of the living a purpose-driven life, a journey of faith and fulfillment in Jesus. One, we're to seek God's plan. We're to trust that God has a purpose for your life and my life and seek his guidance through prayer and obedience and be open to his direction. Two, we should serve others. Find fulfillment in acts of kindness and service in others. Live out Jesus' example of his selflessness in a daily life because that's what he did. He served others. Then the third thing is to practice patience. I know that we all, you know, can use some patience, but, you know, we can pray for patience, but we can't tell God how to give us the patience that he wants to equip each of us with, because some may need a little more than others, or some may need a balance of, you know, of the patience and also, you know, continue to move forward. But understand that God's plan may not always be immediately clear. You know, we always, you know, in a society we're living in, we want that instant, that gratification, that instant microwave solution to where when we ask him that is going to happen immediately. But however, understand that God's plan may not always be clear. So we should practice patience and trust his timing, because God is going to release and do things according to his timing where he feels that, you know, is needed and necessary. So the fourth thing is integrate faith into every aspect of your life. To live a purpose-driven life, integrate your faith in everything that you do. See God's presence in your work, your relationships, your decisions, what you're going to put on. He said, you're going to ask me what to put on. But we can integrate faith into every aspect of our lives and what he desired to do for us. And in Jesus, we can discover a life filled with meaning, purpose, and true fulfillment by trusting his plans and serving others. And, you know, as we embark on a purpose-driven journey that's filled with faith and fulfillment, we can continuously, you know, have that faith and trusting in his timing. Because Jeremiah 29:11, it assures us that God has those plans for our lives that are filled with that hope. And so it's a reminder to us that we are not to live in a purposeless existence, that we are to move and be reminded of what he can do. And so we have to know that we have to trust his guidance and be obedient in those things that he asks us, because when we're seeking God's guidance and following his will, it's a journey of obedience to his wisdom. We have to know that we have to surrender in obedience. So we have to gain that fulfillment through others, through serving others, because again, Jesus emphasized that the fulfillment is found in serving others. And so it's a key aspect to living a purpose-driven life according to the Bible, because Galatians 5:13 says, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only not to use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. So we have to continue to trust in his timing, because for every thing, there is a season. And no matter what, we have to incorporate the importance of that patience that I spoke of. We have to trust in God's timing. We have to see God in all that we do. It's essential that we see God's presence in every aspect of our journey so that we can make those decisions that we need to in order to move forward. Because in Colossians 3:17, it says, whatever you do in the word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And so we have to know that no matter what, we have to seek him, seek his plan, and knowing that no matter what, that we can live purpose-driven lives by actively seeking his guidance through prayer and obedience, be open to direction as he give us his plan. When we serve others, we have to embrace that idea of that genuine fulfillment that comes through the acts of kindness and service to others. We have to live out Jesus' example of that selflessness of our daily lives by looking at opportunity to help those that's in need. We have to practice that patience, understand that God's plan may not be always clear, but we have to practice patience and trust his time and remember that his timing is perfect. And then we had to integrate that faith into every aspect to know that a purpose-driven life, it ensures us that the faith is not always a separate part of our life, but it's integrated into all that we do. So when we see God's presence in our work, relationships, decision-making, acknowledging who he is in the everyday area of our life, we can do that. And so when we have a deeper understanding of that significance of faith, that obedience, that servants, that patience, the integration of the faith, we can live a purpose-driven life according to the Bible. So we can continue to live this meaningful fulfillment journey of faith, and we can continue to seek him in all that we do and all that we know, that we can live purpose-driven lives. And so that's the end of today's episode. And in closing, I just want to just thank you for listening. Thank you for joining and listening to A Day's Journey podcast today. Remember, every step towards healing and wellness is a step towards a richer, more meaningful life. Until next time, many blessings, stay well, and keep nurturing your soul. May you heal on your daily journey of becoming whole and free. If you have any questions or would like to share your own journey, please reach out to us on our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or our social media channels. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care. God bless. And don't forget, I want to hear from you, your thoughts of the episode. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that we can get the word out to others as well. Healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings to you. Have a good rest of the week. Have you purchased your Heal Out Loud Grief Journal? Well, this journal can be the perfect gift and the perfect guide for it to navigate you through your emotions. Your journal will help you speak your truth without judgment, entangle confusing thoughts, honor your loved one, and explore your continuing journey in the life after loss. So, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is here for you. It has a mood tracking feature that allows you to document your emotions and your energy levels in the moment, help you gain valuable insights into your healing process. So this 160-page grief journal is filled with writing prompts, inspiring quotes, comforting prayers, and uplifting scriptures to provide a solace and encouragement along the way of your journey. So if you haven't purchased, go to Amazon.com, search Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, and after you purchase, please leave a review on Amazon and share your thoughts on how the journal is beneficial to your healing. Let's heal day by day with the daily prompt scriptures and prayers, and let's embrace the power of healing out loud. Remember that God is greater than grief and it equals healing.